This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 5 July 2006. Israeli occupation forces escalate attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine and isolate the Gaza Strip from the outside world. Here is a summary. 9 Palestinians were killed by Israeli occupation forces. 6 Palestinians were victims were killed by Israeli occupation forces in the Gaza Strip. 2 of the victims were extrajudicially assassinated by Israeli occupation forces in the West Bank. 91 Palestinians, including 18 children, were wounded by Israeli gunfire. Israeli occupation force warplanes launched a series of air attacks and mock air raids on the Gaza Strip. Offices of the Palestinian Prime Minister and Ministers of Interior and a number of civilian facilities were destroyed or damaged. Israeli occupation forces conducted 81 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and reoccupied areas of the Gaza Strip. 102 Palestinian civilians, including 7 ministers, 24 members of the Palestinian Legislative Council, 6 children, and 2 young girls were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. 5 homes and hundreds of dunams of agricultural land were destroyed by Israeli occupation forces in the Gaza Strip. 6 homes in the northern Gaza Strip were also transformed by Israeli occupation forces into military sites. 35 charitable societies in the West Bank were raided, and a number of them were closed by Israeli occupation forces. The electricity network in Rafah was destroyed, and the town has been living in darkness. Israeli occupation forces continue to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine and have imposed a tightened siege in the Gaza Strip. Dozens of patients are stuck at the Rafah International Crossing Point on the Egyptian border, and Israeli occupation forces positioned at various checkpoints in the West Bank have arrested 3 Palestinian civilians. Finally, Israeli occupation forces continue to construct the annexation or apartheid wall on the West Bank. They've established a fence around Kerni Tassour settlement north of Hebron and have confiscated at least 25 dunams of agricultural land in the Beit Ula village west of Hebron. For more details of these gross human rights violations and war crimes, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.